Hey, let's do Roy Harris, R-O-Y-H-A-R-R-I-S, age 28, 58. This is a 66-year-old gentleman, originally from Houston, Texas. Used to work in refineries. He's divorced. He has no children. He's a heavy smoker, and he does drink whenever he can get a hold of some, he says. He had suffered from hypertension, stroke, diabetes, myocardial infarction, TIAs, intracranial bleed, left-sided weakness, status post craniotomy, status post hemiplegia, and recent history of fall with a fractured left hip. Period. New paragraph. He initially had a intracranial bleed, which required a burr hole some 8 years ago. Most recently, he was hospitalized with another infarct, which has caused further left weakness. Subsequently, he has become more ADL dependent. He was able to use a cane, but it's become very limited in his ability to use a cane. He now has to wear a diaper, has become ADL, has become bowel and bladder incontinent, which is a huge deal, has also lost about 20 pounds in the past 2 months. He, in his hospital records, indicates that he has renal insufficiency, stage 3, diabetes, history of left femur fracture, CHF, hyperlipidemia, BPH, COPD, neuropathy, diastolic dysfunction, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Medication includes Neurontin 300 milligram at bedtime, Keppra 750 BID to control seizure, Actos 15 milligram a day, Metformin 500 milligram a day, Flomax 0.4 milligram a day, Lisinopril 40 milligram a day, Aspirin 81 milligram a day, Vascepa. VISCEPA 1 gram BID, Lipitor 40 milligram a day, Vistril 50 milligram PRN for anxiety, and Trazodone 50 milligram a day with Lexapro 40 milligram a day and Norvasc 10 milligram a day. Allergy and non-drug allergy, COVID and flu immunizations up to date per patient. Patient's awake, but very confused, is able to give some history. Most of the history was obtained from previous hospitalization. His blood pressure is 159 over 70, pulse 68, respiration 1702, side 92% on room air. Heart positive, swarm positive 2. Lungs, bronchi, few rals. Abdomen, soft. Lower extremity, no edema. Neurological, left-sided weakness, dense. Skin shows decreased turgor. Oral mucosa, dry. Speech, dysarthric. Assessment, 66-year-old gentleman with previous history of intracranial bleed, status post-craniotomy with recent history of stroke 2 weeks ago, causing further left-sided weakness, which has made him ADL-dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, period. He also suffers from seizure. He's on Keppra to control his seizure and has severe diabetes and diabetic neuropathy causing pain, period. In the paragraph, he has hyperlipidemia, anxiety, and hypertension partially controlled, period. He continues to smoke. He knows that it's very difficult for him to, he knows that it's very, he knows that his time is limited on this earth and does not want to stop smoking, he tells me. He has a stage 3 renal insufficiency. And history of congestive heart failure, most likely related to his uncontrolled hypertension, period. The diabetes and blood pressure have taken a toll on his kidney and has caused nephrosclerosis, period. Patient is very anxious about not going back and forth to the hospital. He does not want to go to the emergency room ever. He doesn't want to go see a doctor and wants to be taken care of at home, continue to smoke till he passes on, he tells us. Period. His medication does need to be streamlined while he's being signed up with palliative care. We'll leave that per hospice medical director, period. His blood sugars are controlled, not because of his medication, mostly because he's lost so much weight and he's not doing well and he's eating very little. period. I would recommend stopping the Actos in face of renal insufficiency as well as this coronary artery disease and CHF, and continue with metformin, although metformin in face of renal insufficiency can cause lactic acidosis and death, so that has to be weighed. His hospital records and his actual BUN and creatinine are pending at this time. Period. We had a long discussion about stopping smoking, but he's not interested in stopping smoking. As I mentioned, he wants to be left alone till he dies and does not want to go back and forth to the hospital for any reason, he tells me. Thank you.